I'm Tucker Muse and Alan Leone, and we're in your period two, Mr. Haskell. Well, this is our audio project. This is an invasion of France. So here is Alan to start us off.
It is June 6, 1944, and I am Alan Leone here reporting for the USA, and we are currently in the invasion of Normandy. We'll now be talking to General Dwight Eisenhower of his campaign of going into France and penetrating the German defense. General Eisenhower was elected by the combined chiefs of the Allies to be the Operation Overlord, which is the single highest command for this invasion.
That is correct. I'm the commanding general on this invasion to cross the English Channel and land in France to then push Germany and end the war.
With what kind of force are we going to attack the Germans with?
Right, meow. We have composed an arrangement of 150,000 American and English troops, along with thousands of bombers, fight planes, and ships.
How do you plan to get these troops in an effective manner on the beach at the same time?
Well, that is one of our biggest problems, because we only have enough crafts to enter 8 divisions of troops at the same time, so our dropships will need to be working on the dime. The Germans already have more than 50 divisions in France right now, so it is critical. Everything is working.
That's some big numbers for the enemy. What do you plan on doing?
The only way we can win is with a surprise attack on Normandy, where the defenses are the weakest. I also found a way to isolate to the battlefield, so Germans can't use French railways to send in reinforcements. By sending a squad of bombers to destroy specific railway systems, Germans will be lost. When they break through, they will have to retreat back.
Good strategy. Wait. I think the good general is about to talk to his men. Yes. Listen up, folks. This could be a speech that will turn the tides. A speech that will go down in the history books. Let's hear.
Meow, soldiers, sailors, and airmen of the Allied Expeditionary Forces, you are about to embark on the greatest crusade toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you. The hopes and prayers of liberty-loving everywhere, people everywhere, march with you in company with our brave allies and brothers in arms on other fronts. You will be bringing about the destruction of the German war machine, the elimination of the Nazi tyranny over the oppressed people of Europe, and security for ourselves in a free world. Your task will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well trained, well equipped, and battle hardened. We will fight savagely, but this is the year 1944. And much has happened since the Nazi triumph of 1940-41. The United Nations have inflicted upon the Germans great defeats in open battle man-to-man. Our air offensives have seriously reduced their strength in the air and their capacity to wage war on the ground. Our home fronts have given us an overwhelming superiority in weapons and munitions of war, and placed at our disposal great reserves to train fighting men. The tide has turned. The free men of the world are marching together to victory. I will have confidence in your courage, devotion to duty, and skill in battle. We will accept nothing less than a full victory. Good luck! And let us beseech the blessing of Almighty God this great and noble undertaking.
Wow, those are some encouraging words to rally the troops. Meow, that was amazing, ladies and gentlemen. Hopefully that covers it. You just heard Eisenhower's D-Day proclamation. It has started! The first fleets have been sent out!
Boom! Boom!
Jehovah! Rush! Stop!
I can barely see anything because of all the smoke, also known as the fog of war. It is getting unsafe for me here. I'm going to run, literally. Just remember, this is Alan Leone reporting for the USA, and please be thinking about these men. Oh my God.
Run!